When I started, I used to do Sportsman's Hall. There was two houses there, one and two Sportsman's Hall. And they used to keep the hounds in there. It's garages now. Arthur G. Hunt or the Marriott's or something.
There's often some uncertainty about Sportsman's Hall and what it was.
Well, there was one and two cottages. Sportsman Hall, Cotton Mill Lane. I can hear them old dogs. Well, I should call them dogs, they're hounds. Barking now. And I'll tell you what, the end of Prospect Road, it was gated. The Cotton Mill Lane end was gated.
So could you actually get through Prospect Road?
Well, you could get through because the gate was always open, but there was a gate there.
And were the allotments there then?
The allotments of where the old swimming pool was. Them allotments there, That's before you get to the Sportsman's Hall, one or two Sportsman's Hall.
Was the hunt still functioning?
Yeah, still running then, yeah.
So when they had the hunt, did they career off through the housing estate?
No, they used to hunt out the back of Margate that way, didn't they?
So they took the hounds off somewhere, did they?
Couldn't hunt round there.
No, but perhaps originally they did actually
run
the hunt from that location.
Well, they used to at Gorhambury. But can you imagine the fuss if you've got 25 couples of hounds running across the M1?
When you were doing this postman job when you were at Nuns Lane, where did you have to go to pick up the mail you were delivering and so on?
At Beaconsfield
Road.
We used to work from Beaconsfield Road. Before that, of course, the telegraph office was at London Road, number 10 London Road. And then when the post office was built in St. Peter Street, that was 1936, we moved up there, the telegraph office moved up there, and the head post office part moved into Beaconsfield Road. It was a good sight because the back of that straight out onto the platform. Mail come off the train.
They went straight in the back, did they?
Yeah, it was a good sight that was, but of course now it's not a post office, is it? It's just a PDO now. Postman's Delivery Office. We used to do full load of dispatching all over the place, foreign stuff and all. We used to do telephone directories and also collect the money out of telephone boxes. That was all our job. And supply the bloody directories in there.
Yeah, so you were doing everything really, weren't you? Away from the building, What sort of area of Cotton Mill did you have to deliver to?
Well, it wasn't my job. Once you left Sportsman's Hall, I didn't do Leyland Avenue. I was called Aurora Postman. The town bloke done that, and I used to carry on then, do Sockwell Mill, and the two cottages, the old cottages, down to Little Sockwell, Butterfield Lane and that, Sockwell House, up to the lodges. I used to carry on to North Cottages at Knapsbury on my bike.
So it was quite a lengthy round, really, then.
Well, it was. But then, after the war, when I come out, I went back to the post office and I'd done a bike round Gorhambury.
You felt you were back home then, when you got to Gorhambury?
Yeah.
Lovely place, Gorhambury. Then,
We
used to play cricket, didn't we, on the cricket pitch in front of the mansion. And they owned, the Verulams owned Ampeel Coal and Rolling Mills at that time. We used to play the rolling mills and the directors and all that.
So they owned all the land, didn't they, that swept round from Gorhambury right across Cotton Mill and everywhere, didn't they?
Yeah. They still own a lot of it, though, don't they?
I think so,
his farm. Andrew Woollett, so they own all that. They used to be down the watercress beds too, at Berrydale Lane. Does that come under Sottle? No, it wouldn't do.
I don't think it does, no.
Of course, it was brought down the bottom now. It shouldn't bury Dale Lane, but there is a track runs down from Edge's Farm at the back. And that, of course, where Edge's Farm is, was the old road before they built the North Orbital.
Yeah.
When they first built that, there was no traffic on it at all. That's nothing. You know, you could do wheelies and with an old bike down there and not worry at all.
So did the North Orbital essentially split Edge's Farm in two?
Yeah, because I think the Flint Cottage and that has something to do with Edge's Farm at that time.
And so they still could get underneath.
Yeah, there's a tunnel under there.
Yeah, that's right. Because Hedges Farmhouse seems to be rather isolated on the other side of the North Orbital now, doesn't it?
Of course, Andrew Woollett and the other Woollett had this subtle farm, didn't he? The old man did, and Andrew and his brother used to farm at Gornbury. I'll tell you where he farms now, down on the edge of Baxmoor. He's got a farm there, he bought that. Well, I've got plenty of money, I think, what it's. I've got a 1921 Kelly's directory of this area upstairs. They list a lot of places that have gone, you know, 1921. Well, I was going to work on the bike when we lived at Nuns Lane. We got as far as Prospect Road, where the old ruin is. It used to be an old scrapyard, old Joss Pierce's at that time. That swarm with police, and they stopped me, and I said, where are you going? I said, I'm going to work. Got postman's uniform on. So he said, OK, you can go through. And apparently they'd found a body, Red Max murder. You ever heard of that?
No, I haven't, no.
No. Somebody was murdered and the body was found on them allotments there. It was quite national news, and the bloke's nickname was Red Max or something. And that was dead opposite Sportsman's Hall.
Oh,
when
right.
They stopped me.